Shania Twain, Don't Be Stupid. You know I love you, Isley Brothers before that. So Chris from Coombe Down is joining me. Saturday afternoon, I am dressed as a German in Lederhosen. He's allowed to wear jeans. Something unfair going on here. It's England v Germany, me being the Germans. Table football at the home of the Ringer Bells in Widcombe. We do need one more team, so it'll happen again when you hear Fat Les 2000 call 483344. The songs of your life, the best of today. It's Paul James at Bath FM, Van Morrison, Brown Eyed Girl. Oh, hang on. There goes the phone. Let's see who this is.
Hello. Hello, if you're going to dress up as a German, this is Chris. I'm going to dress up in my shorts and my varicose veins. And a cross on my face.
Oh, thank God it's radio. Okay, you're on.
Yeah, I should be there, right?
I have to warn you, we're inviting the Bath Chronicle along to take pictures.
Oh, my God. No, I'll be there.
Excellent, we'll see you then.
Yeah, take care.
Bye-bye.
Paul James, more exciting than David Jacobs on Bath FM.
You always make me smile.
12 minutes after three, Stephen Gately, New Beginning. It's 107.9 Bath FM. So, Stephen Boyzone, he's got a song out. There it is. Ronan has a song out. Mikey also has a song out at the moment. Record companies apparently scrambling all over each other to get Shane and Keith from Boyzone to do a duet. They're the only members still not to go it alone. No hurry, eh, lads?
Paul James on Bath FM.
I'm sorry, it appears someone's labelled the front of this CD wrong. It has a picture of Ricky Butcher on it. It can't possibly be. Okay, stand corrected. Sid Owen, alias Ricky Butcher. The boy can sing. That's Good Thing Going from Bath FM. Formerly by, who was it? Sugar Minot, I believe.
Bath FM.
Channel. Bloodhound Gang, The Bad Touch. It's 21 minutes after two. That, in case that song hasn't offended you enough, Richard E. Grant is close at hand. Apparently, on a kids' TV show, he was showing children how to set light to, well, their farts, for want of a better word. Showing children how to do this. Good one. The stun, however, how can I put this, backfired? Apparently, parents just a little bit concerned. Oh, I can't see why.